The Job Corps Centers help train 16 to 24-year-olds in wildland firefighting, forestry, culinary arts, welding, and other trades. Many of the students come from disadvantaged backgrounds while helping conservation efforts on public lands. Blackwell has operated in Forest County for 55 years. Blackwell guidance counselor Lori Almazan said the announcement came as a shock to students and staff.
We are doing our very best to work with community folks and anyone who values the Job Corps program and the students and their ability to get their training and their diplomas here. We're working with everyone that we can in the hopes that this decision will be overturned.
Almazan says the news was especially shocking given a recent award.
What we were told was that several underperforming centers were going to be closed down. That's very interesting because the Tuesday after we were announced, that announcement was given to us, we received an exemplary performance award for being a top performer. That award came in the mail after the news of us potentially being closed.
Almazan said she and her husband, who also works at Blackwell, would have to leave the area to find work. At least 54 jobs are affected by the closure. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin again Tuesday renewed her call to keep the Leona Center open, saying she's written to the department secretaries involved, agriculture and labor, and is rounding up support. She introduced the Job Corps Protection Act that blocks the administration from using federal government funds to close any Job Corps civilian conservation centers. Lori Almazan said the public is asked to contact their members of Congress to protest the closure. We'll have more on this issue Saturday morning at 8:35 on WXPR Saturday Edition. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.